Yes. Hello, world. Welcome to a new episode this Sunday. Let's get into it. I think I would like to start with the topic which we'll be covering this evening. Let's just start with Jose Mourinho, then we'll follow with Rashford, Rick Cross label, and then first will be, you know, football, which is Manchester United related. The third one will be Rick Cross and label, and the fourth one topic would be why artists should put music video at the same time they release a single. So let's get into it. I want to start with Jose Mourinho. I think I spoke Jose Mourinho pattern behavior, I think, last episode. What's new so far? I think the Bayern Munich, I think they played Bayern Munich today with pretty much the same squad they had with preseason. And it seems as he was knackered and couldn't wait this preseason to end. But what do we take away from that preseason? He wasn't concentrating that preseason. I don't think it was for fitness. It wasn't anything else. I think it was just for fitness. He pressured, you know, the players that's away on their holiday, that's supposed to be on coming back. Every player are coming back tomorrow, right? But he pressured them to come sacrifice a day or two early. The only player that sort of succeeded that demonstration is Rashford. Do Mourinho have the right to complain? Yes, I think is a way to, you know, to go about how you complain. But I think he went the wrong way. I think he already gave up. I think he already see the tunnel, the light of the tunnel, and that's not Manchester United light. I think he can already picture the end of the season, or maybe we should say the last few weeks of the season, that new season are starting. And he can't picture United, you know, winning any trophies based on the players that he hasn't signed, you know, on a summer window. To me, it's the same observation, same conclusion. I think he didn't find a solution of his plan B, not only my Manchester United plan B, but as a manager plan B, which is, doesn't know how to go about when you psychologically got beaten. You know, that's when Chelsea, you know, sacked him. He came to Manchester United. He didn't know how to adapt with the losing Jose. You know, the Jose that, you know, have to, you know, prove people wrong. I don't think he has that passion anymore. I think he's kind of done, you know. But he's sort of searching the solution. And that's why I figured out. I can see that he's looking for a solution. But I don't think he's ready for United. I think he want to give up United. I think probably in September he might just quit or resign. I think Manchester United, you know, the chairman, I think they have the replacement for Jose, but they don't want to, you know, release him. They don't want to sack him. They will lose enormous amount of, you know, money. If we go to Rashford, right, which is weird, you know, because I was on Instagram and I saw P. Diddy congratulating Rashford, and that was weird to me. we got into why, you know, why we talking about Rashford, but that was a bit weird to me that, you know, Puff, you know, P. Diddy, the owner of Bad Boy Record, you know, the mogul hip hop, you know, artist, you know, kind of gave him a shower, And he gave him a shout out of Rashford wearing that number two, that, you know, the classic number two, and he hashed out Black Excellence. That was cool, but, you know, maybe I can see the motive behind it. I think he want to expand his brand to, you know, globally, and then that was kind of smart for him, but it was weird, you know. He has nothing to do with, yeah, we probably never met him. He just want to do that. I think he did that in the World Cup. He congratulated, not congratulate, but he kind of support the Nigerian team, and he's like, oh, you know, Black Excellence, you know, I'm supporting Nigeria today. But yeah, so Rashford. I think the question would be, the right question to ask is Rashford ready to wear that number 10? If we go back to a few years ago, I think when, I believe was when, was it Michael Owen? We signed Michael Owen. I think before that, I think we had Venelsia, and Venelsia, no, Ronaldo left United. That's when Ronaldo left United. That famous number seven was given to Venelsia, and I remember Venelsia saying, "There's a pressure coming, you know, coming wearing that number seven. There's a lot of pressure," and I believe that. I believe there's a lot of pressure. People say that number seven. That's number seven. You have to be the same quality as Ronaldo, Beckham, you know, those type of caliber. You have to, there's a pressure. You have to you know, at least be a not even decent player, but good, very, very good player, and be consistent to wear that shirt. Yes, people say, you know, it's just a shirt, it's just a number, but people remember who wore those shirts, you know, before you. And I remember him saying, after a few months, he said, "I don't want to." He changed it. He said, "I don't want to wear that, you know, the shirt, number seven shirt anymore, because this comes from a, that's a pressure." And I remember after him, they gave it to Michael Owen, and then I think they gave it to, after that, they gave it to, I think it was Di Maria had that, you know, that number seven. Let's just say no one did, you know, was better than Ronaldo. I don't think anyone would do better than Ronaldo wearing that number seven. But in terms of pressure, yes, you know, the numbers of the shirt matters to me, you know, because it's a history. The club has a history. So today, when Manchester United was playing against the last match of the preseason against Bayern Munich, Jose decided to give Rashford the number 10. You know, permanently. I think, man, is it the right move? It can go both ways to me. If you look into, can he boost a confidence to a player? Yes. Can he put pressure to a player? Yes. Was it the right time? I would say no. I think Rashford needed at least one or two seasons before he wore that number 10. Shoot, I thought number 10, you know, even Ibra said he could get number, you know. I think if you want someone, I wouldn't be mad as if Lukaku had the number 10, even if he was the number 9. But that number 10 and number 9, you have to be a great player. You have to be a really important player. It's pretty much like how that, you know, was the guy, Jack Wilshere had the number 10 for Arsenal, but he didn't really do anything for it. Like, he was injured most of the time, you know, he was there early, but it's powerful. You know, someone have to wear all that pride in order to. I'm not saying Rashford doesn't have potential. He does have a potential, but I think he didn't progress. You know, I would give him Martial before Rashford to me personally. I think Martial has this. he's sort of he's we've seen what he's capable of. We see we've seen the skills. We've seen when he's when he's on his P and Qs, even though you know he didn't do anything, he just got dropped a couple of times. But when he's in P and Qs, I think he would, you know, he matched that number 10. But I personally would say he would, that number 10 would put pressure rather than putting rather than confidence. I don't think we'll put any confidence. I think we'll put a little bit of confidence, but I don't think we'll put, you know, a massive confidence. I think it will be opposite of it. I think it will put pressure on it. People say, hey, look, your number 10 is Rashford, you know. But yeah, you know, so far, I think overall, if I briefly discuss Manchester United are in danger. They are really in danger. I think the players don't have no confidence, be down. And we go in the Premiership is what, next week? I think we're really in trouble. You know, as much as I want, you know, to give a compliment to United, as I support United. But I think we're in trouble, to be honest. I think we're in a deep trouble. I don't know how we would swim safely out of a pool full of sharks. I think if we look into the opponent like City or Liverpool, I think Liverpool are the favourite to win the league. And when they win the league, you know, how rival we are, you know, Manchester United fans won't take this lightly, I think. And then Jose would be the guy they'd be pointing a finger to be sacked. Yeah, that's my take on Jose and Rashford. And I cannot wait the Premiership to start next season. I think this season is not as much excitement as maybe like a year or 2 years ago. I don't know why, because I was watching a little bit highlight of Chelsea against City, and I was like, okay. Even though they didn't have the full squad, but it's only two teams that would battle. I think I'm looking forward to see Arsenal, what they would do with the new management. Because we didn't have new management for the last, I don't know, what, 22 years, what we would bring to the table. And so, yeah, looking forward to Premiership. So let's get into now hip-hop and music. Let me get into Rick Ross label. Okay, this is difficult because I was observing Rick Ross. You know, if we go back to a timeline of Rick Ross, I think Rick Ross as an artist, he's a great artist, a very important artist that we hip hop needs him in terms of, you know, the complete project of a hip hop that he put up. But if we judge him in terms of, you know, pushing artists as his label, MMG, right? I think he hasn't learned, or maybe he's not the right, you know, label owner. The reason why I say that is because he can find the talent, but he doesn't know how to develop talent. Even though he got veteran, he got, you know, Wale and Meek and so on and so, he doesn't know how to push them. I think he used the same blueprint as Birdman. And I'll elaborate that. Birdman will find artists and sign them, but he doesn't have an office. He doesn't have a artist development. Where he used to have the artist development tool was Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne was the guy that, you know, he uses the new artists, you know, put them under the umbrella of Lil Wayne, whether it's tour or whatever, and for them to develop. he went, that's how they how that's how the machine were, that's how they, you know, introduced artists. Rick Ross is different. He I think he used that formula, but I think that formula doesn't exist anymore. I think you have to have more than just a shout out, or more than let me give you a verse. You have to teach them a different, you have to tap on a different pocket. I'll give you a great example. I remember when he sort of signed, I think he was doing all this endorsement. That's when Ross lost a lot of people. I think a lot of fan base, you know, if you go back to even in terms of selling, right? He used to sell 100,000, 200,000, not anymore. The reason why I say he faded with follows also with his artists also fading is because there's not, you know, you have to reinvent yourself, whether your brand, whether your label. He never did a Rick Ross tour. He just pop up, say, hey, one show, two show, I'm off. He doesn't do this four tour. He never did this. Wale Harley tours, Meek Harley tours, even though he's the only guy that toured most of the other people. That's how you make your money. You know, you have to tour, you have to push your record, you know, to a new fan base daily. And then that is the issue. And if you're an artist, let's say a new artist, right? And you're a big fan of Rick Ross and MMG, and you want to sign them, you know, with the label, why would you? That's the one question I'm asking. Why would you give your, because how MMG works is, you know, they, first of all, they will sign with, I think, Warner Brother. They're not signed with them anymore. I think they sign deal with Atlantic Records. So the deal was, they take 50%, Atlantic take 50%, and we distribute. That's what we're doing. So they make the, you know, the materials, how they get about it, whatever, who they pay and whatever. But then the final say so, they give it to Atlantic. Atlantic publish them. They don't put enough, you know, financial money into it to promote. They don't use this resources, Atlantic, to push them. That's why you never see them in Grammys. You never see them in those big awards. Why? Because Atlantic is not using their resources. And why would they use it? Because they're not getting, they're only getting 50% of the deal. And they don't own them. I don't think they own the masters. So I won't recommend people, I mean, any artist to sign with them. And if you look at Rick Ross, you know, Instagram, he has nothing but endorsement. He doesn't promote music. He only promotes, you know, champagne or Checkers or whatever fast food that he has. So that takes away your music. People need to look. The first time we got introduced all those artists, the pure, you know, thing was music. So once you do something outside the music, fan base are not waiting for you anymore. They're moving. They're frickle. They're going to whoever was hot. And I think that's why I respect Drake. He capitalized them by staying in your face all the time. I'm bringing a new record. I'm featuring different artists. I'm always on a chart. I'm always on a streaming. I'm always the guy that we've been talking about, which is today climate is who's hot. If you don't know what's hot today, you know, you're not cool anymore. So I think that label would take time to reinvent themselves. I think they're way, way below. I think Ross figured out that now that, you know, it's too late, maybe. Like I said, I think I went to one of these, he played Fuse track, of new album coming out, and I wasn't happy. I was like, it was okay. Like Ross, look, what I mean by the material is, be here in 1 or 2, you know, weeks, and we're gone after that. They're not pushing. And look at their music video, same old music video. Let me put some strippers, let me put some, let me hold champagne, me smoking, that's it. You have to be creative today. You have to, and that's my next topic, is put your music video as long as your single. You cannot release a music without not releasing the music and the music video together. Because I've been speaking to a lot of A&R, they're kind of interested in my take, and they're interested in one new artist. And one guy is the guy, I don't want to say, but he's with, you know, Universal. And he's saying how he kind of agreed what I was saying about Rick Ross and MMG. You know, he was saying they're kind of becoming a dinosaur almost, because they're not touring much. They don't know. If you look at all the MMG, you know, their Instagram, they don't know how to represent themselves. Like, you have to sort of sell. You look, whatever you do, if you're in a business of selling, so all the time you have to sell. Like I was saying, brands and hip hop. My previous, you know, I said, hip hop is losing a lot of money because they're not selling. You dare to sell. You dare to sell. Don't sell something else. Sell something about your brand that attach your brand. And Rick Ross, he's selling champagne that he doesn't own it. Like everything is about champagne. He doesn't own it. He just get a percentage of profit. That's it. He doesn't own it. He doesn't own those fast food. You know, he's a whole franchise. You're not supposed to franchise now. You're supposed to, you know, if you're massive, you're supposed to grab the upcoming, you know, the startup and put money into it and advertise it. Or sometimes, like P. Diddy. I heard P. Diddy when, I think it was like almost 10 years ago, Sorak. He never put, he almost put like small amount, portion of money, but majority, he never put money into it, of Sorak. And he owned 50%. The owner said, I'm going to give you a check 50%. And he said, look, I'm too big and I have all these resources. Just give me 50%. I'm not sure how much he paid, but I think that because he said, you know, I'm in a position where you have to give me a percentage of ownership in order for me to advertise your product. So that is one of the genius ways, because I heard he makes about 80 to 100 million every year. Of that product, that's because of his brand, because of his selling. So when you stand under another brand that is, you know, that you don't own it, that you open a, you know, a franchise, that is one of the worst businesses, unless you own percentage of the brand. So not to, you know, to go off in a field of the topic, which is the representation of a label like Rick Ross, they're dinosaur now, and it's sad because I'm still a fan of MMG, but they're dinosaur. Look at Wale. Wale got dropped for Atlantic by selling 22,000 copies his last album, 22,000 copies, and today it's about streaming. Look at Travis Scott, Astroworld, he got a new album. They said, you know, the pure sales are about 42,000 copies is going to sell this week. But the streaming is so big that he will sell 300K first week. You know, it's all about streaming. It's all about how to capitalize streaming. People are streaming today. That's how you make your money. That's why you start, you know, headlining shows. I think is these guys, MMG, hasn't figured out yet. And you look into it, people that outside businesses or people outside their labels, outside, you know, consumers like myself, the way I observe it, I'm thinking, how you guys never realize this? And the majority don't want to go like maybe 3,000 to 5,000, you know, capacity, because they feel like other people are doing 50,000 their own. So So why should I do, you know, 3,000 to 5,000? You know, they kind of, they don't want to swallow that, you know, the pride pill, which is Wale and Meek and all of them. Like, to me, it's sad because next 2-3 years, we're going to look back and say, look how dead they are if they don't step up. And let's go into the last topic, which is artists. The artists nowadays, if you're a veteran, if you're an upcoming artist and you have a hit song, do not release that hit song. Or if you say release it within 3 days and you see how the climate, how it performs, you have to be ready to have a clever music video. You know, I have a connection where, you know, this app, which is interesting, you have to pay, but it's really interesting. They measure the motion of whatever's out there, whether it's music video, whether it's a TV show. They say how people go attached emotionally. So they were saying how the colorful music videos today, that's the one that's winning. If you have a music video that's so colorful, right? I think they were talking about the Tekashi and Nicki Minaj music videos. They said that one got people attention because why? It's colorful. When it's really, really colorful like that, it got people attention. And today you can't have black and white, whatever. No, you need that. So an artist also, if you release, that's why, great example, the Tekashi 6ix9ine. He released his song with Nicki Minaj called Fifi, right? The song is not that, but the music video performed, you know, got them, you know, to 100 and the Billboard chart. I think he charged number 4. I think they're almost gold, you know, they're selling gold almost 500,000 copies. Why? It's because it's straight, because it counts also the 100 million, you know, views they got, you know, within a week. That counts, you know, as a stream. So that which is included with the Spotify, the Apple Music, all of that got them high up there. And which is, even though in my feeling, Drake, the whole, you know, challenge got him number one. The challenge, people streaming now, you know, they have the streaming. You can stream it easily. You don't have to pay a record anymore. You can just listen to it and you have it forever. That's what got them, you know, the challenge got, you know, Drake, in my feeling, number one. It has to be trendy. People have to watch your music video. Before, it wasn't, you have to wait for MTV. You can watch it one time, that's it. But it wasn't counting as a sell. But now, your music video counts as a sell. You need to have a attractive music video, you know, in order for your, whether you can have a hit song, okay, but you need that music video. I don't care how big you are, you need it. We've seen Adele, Hello. If that Adele, Hello didn't come up with a music video, she wouldn't be as massive, that song wouldn't be as massive as it was. I don't care how big you are as an artist. Audio doesn't mean, okay, a cool one, but if you go and, you know, if you're streaming, Your YouTube video getting you, what, 1 billion within 1 year or 2 billion within 1 year? I think that Spanish song, I don't know what it was called last year. You got them almost 6 billion. That song already, what, 15, they sold 15 million copies already, or almost 20 million. Why? It's because how the YouTube, how, you know, you have to use all, you can't just put it on a streaming platform and just wait for people to, you know, to catch it. No, you have to make, you have to use the social media on Instagram. People have to do challenge. You have to capitalize all those, you know, platform. You have to have a music video. You have to have, I don't know, like challenging. And I think I was looking to Travis Scott. Travis Scott, you know, his album I listened to, it was great. He doesn't have no music video, but I think it's another thing that he uses, which is the cover is probably one of the best cover, hip-hop cover album in this year so far. It's so attractive. Also, what he did is he put a balloon, his head on a balloon, everywhere in the world. He put it in London. what was it called? River Thames. He put right next to it where people can actually go and take a picture and hashtag his, you know, album. Genius marketing. I think there's just so many ways, and that's why sometimes when I see someone like Chris Brown that's selling 50,000 first week, I'm thinking, you have a almost 20, 30 or 40 songs, you know, double album songs, you know, and you're not even streaming well. Why is that? It's because you have your dinosaur. You're using a whole dinosaur. People sometimes say, I need to promote, I need to have artists or whatever celebrity to put my post up there. You don't need that anymore, those celebrities. You need the fan base. You need to go direct to the fan base. You know, Travis Scott sold 80,000 first album, his last album, which is, I think, a year and a half ago. But this time around, he's selling 300,000. Why? Because he engaged his fan directly. He gave them a space where they can go out and take a picture with their, his balloon album. They can use hashtag where also everyone, the new fan base want to be, you know, want to be cool now. So, oh, that's what's cool. Okay, let me stand next to what's cool today. That's why he jumped from 80,000 to, you know, 300 to 400. They're saying that he's selling this week. That's the reason why, is because you have to, you know, use those fully. You have to use YouTube. You have to use Instagram as a challenge. You have to use My sort of ideal, a hip hop artist, upcoming artist, right? Drop an album that has a hit songs, which is nowadays you have to have a hit songs. Maybe half of the shoot music video, maybe 3-4 songs of it. The rest you should maybe hire a art gallery. You know how the pop up shop. You know, it costs maybe $1,000 for a week. Go decorate it, put projectors into it, every city. Maybe it costs you, what, 10,000 for 10 cities in, around the world. Put your music video or something interesting where people can say, oh, I'm going to go listen to when your album comes out. Okay, I can't stay in my house. I'll go Spotify. Let me go outside. Let me go to the event. It's free. You go up there. You put your album. I can listen to it. Put my headphones. Now I can look into the art gallery. Makes sense now. You know, I think you have to be really, really creative. And I think there are a lot of people. A lot of artists are becoming a dinosaur. They're not sync with what today is the climate, which is the young generation. They need something excitement. You have to make the move. You can't just drop and say, listen to my album. No. Make me listen to certain way. Make me feel certain way, which is that's a great example. Like what I said, Rick Ross. Another example, Jeezy. You know, Jeezy is probably one of the best trap sort of artists, right? Jeezy or T.I. They're finding hard way to connect with the new wave. And why is that? It's because they think in the old way, which is, let me make an album and release it, and you could just buy it straight away. No, you have to sort of be creative. You have to, you know, offer them something new. So, which is, that's my advice. It's that when I see artists just releasing the songs, and they can afford to shoot a music video, like even Meek Mill, he had a song called Dangerous, beautiful song, great song, right? It's a girly type of song. No, why do you even release that song without no music video? Go shoot the music video. It's no brainer. If you shoot the music video and release that song, it could by that time be 50 to 70, you know, million views. That could have put your top 10 hit song. You know, that's the reason why. It's not about, okay, can I chart? It's about how long can I stay in a chart? And I think one guy that I can use example is Post Malone. Post Malone was an artist that I thought he would come and go. But his last album didn't sell well, but he charted well. That's why the album, you know, stayed for what, maybe he sold what, 3 million, 4 million? Because he stayed on a chart for like top 5 or top 10 for 8-9 months. And I couldn't believe it. It's because people are streaming back. He should, not only because he has a replay value, but maybe he's doing a lot of tour. if you're doing a 10,000 tour a night, and you go maybe what, 2-3 shows a week, you know, people say, "Oh, that was a great experience. Let me go back." And when you go home, or you at work, or you go to uni, or you go to school, you know, you re listen to it. You have a relay value now, replay value. Sorry, that, you know, you can listen to the artist. So, is how you sort of sustain in that chart the longest. That's what it is today, you know. I don't know. I think I went way too far, but maybe you squeeze my passion. But yeah, that's my topic today. We covered Mourinho, we covered Rashford having number 10. We covered Rick Ross with the MMG, how they kind of are moving like a dinosaur. And we also covered the relationship between the artists not releasing the music video with their single, and why they should have attached with or released at exactly the same time as the single. Single and the music video should be released exactly the same time. And also, I've did a additional, which is the promotion today. I hope you guys enjoyed my observation of this week. I'm probably going to speak something new next week. I probably will go into marketing. I will probably go into new artists that I'm interested into. And also, I might have a playlist. Go check out that playlist. I will update tomorrow. Peace. I hope you guys enjoyed it.